You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
One on, nobody out. The 2-0 pitch.
Here's a swing, a long fly ball into left field. This is going to leave the park.
This is the Countdown to Opening Day show, presented by Amron.
That ball's hit deep to left. This one's going to be out of here.
Get up, baby. Get up. Get up. Get up. Oh, yeah.
This one is going to go. Oh, my. He got all of that one.
Now, Mike Claiborne and Chris Raby and the Countdown to Opening Day show, presented by Amron on the Cardinals Radio Network.
From San Diego at Major League Baseball's winter meetings, welcome to the first edition of Cardinals Countdown to Opening Day, presented by Amron on the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network. Alongside Mike Claiborne, I'm Chris Raby. A big show coming up as we bring you everything happening from Southern California. And Claibs, it's been great to be back out here for a couple of days, and it's always great to kick off another hot stove season with Cardinals Countdown to Opening Day.
It has been a good time to be out here. You know, one of the things that you and I have done when we open up the season with the show, it's always at winter meetings, and recently we just haven't had a lot of activity. We've had some deals take place, but not as much activity as we've seen this year, and I think that bodes well for the future, including the Cardinals. Now, as we speak, the Cardinals haven't made any deals. I think now, though, Chris, they have a better idea of what's still available, because they weren't going to sign Cole, they weren't going to sign Strasburg, and Rendon was not in the equation. The other players that they may have an interest in are around, but also I now think that they have a better understanding of what the trade market's going to be as well, and that may be the route they have to go in order to shore up a couple of issues within the roster.
100%. I think the markets, both free agent and trade, are starting to crystallize, because you left the winter meetings the last couple of years with most of, if not all of, the premier names from a free agency standpoint still on the market. And in some cases, those guys didn't sign until spring training. In some cases, those guys didn't sign well into the season. And as we see the proverbial dominoes start to fall, I think the Cardinals will leave here knowing the path they have to take to improve their club.
Yeah, I think you're right. And it'll be interesting to see how quickly they move after this. I don't think that the good players are going to be around long, to be honest with you. So,
especially with a break around the holidays.
Yeah, if you want to wait this thing out, then you're doing it at your own peril, as far as I'm concerned. I think that you know what you need. You know what it's going to cost. Go do it, instead of seeing that the price is going to come down, or maybe the package that you can put together doesn't have to be as sweet as you think it should be. You better move forward, because somebody's going to be left without a chair when the music stops.
All right, coming up on the show, we'll visit with Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, John Mozeliak, also General Manager Mike Gersh. Also, Claibs, will sit down with Mike Schilt, the National League Manager of the Year. Great to see Schilt here at the meetings in San Diego. Well-deserved recognition for him and his team. He'll be the first to point that out. And, you know, I just think everyone agrees he is so deserving of that honor. Incredible things for him and his club last year. And I'm excited to talk to Mike about what he and his staff do over the course of an offseason to try and improve even more.
Yeah, you know what? The hard part begins now that you've been recognized for your accomplishments.
Got and that Mike target is, on your back.
Mike is quick to point out that this was more of a team effort, and I would agree with him. And it's not just a challenge to him, but to players and staff on how do we get better. And I would include the front office as well. So one of the things about Mike, and you know him, Chris, he's a well-organized guy, and he enjoys organization. And I think he's well ahead of the curve. He and his coaches have already met twice since the season is over in Jupiter to work on things they want to be better at and how they want to help their players be better. So there's no grass growing under the feet of Mike Schilt or the staff.
We'll visit with Mike Shannon, the voice of the Cardinals, to kick things off in a moment. Also, Joe Torre and Ted Simmons. So some Cardinal Hall of Famers, some National Baseball Hall of Famers, and man, it was great to kick the week off with Ted Simmons being introduced as the newest electee to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. Everyone's so thrilled for him, and we'll talk not only with Ted, but a couple of his teammates and Mike and Joe coming up.
You know, one of the things, Chris, and you were there, and you've seen this enough, I'm still amazed at how taken and how humble these gentlemen are when they get the call to go into baseball's Hall of Fame. I mean, these are the toughest, best in the world, And, man, they are just still overwhelmed that they're part of one of the great fraternities in the world.
You know, I was talking to my dad about that the other night, even before we got the news that Ted was headed to the Hall of Fame. And he said, Klibbs, that as a fan of baseball, the thing that's always struck him about Ted is how he continues to convey how much baseball means to him.
Yeah.
And he continues to be just a perfect ambassador for baseball. And the more I think about it, we're so lucky to just have countless guys that embody that within this organization.
Plus, here's the other X factor with Ted Simmons. Ted Simmons was always cool.
Yeah, he's man.
A cool cat, man.
They got a lot of those guys, too.
They do.
Shannon and
yeah.
Gibson. And I mean, just cool guys.
You throw
guys.
Torrey in there. I mean, just
yeah,
cool
Lou?
Cats.
Come
and
on.
So, again, just tickle pink for Ted Simmons. And I bet he'll have a very insightful Hall of Fame induction speech.
Oh, I can't wait. We'll visit with Derek Gould as well, the Cardinals beat writer, who will give us his take on the offseason and what he expects for the Cardinals moving forward. Again, as things continue to crystallize, and the Cardinals, I think, have a pretty good idea of what they need to do to improve their team. So all of that and more coming up. It is our first edition of Cardinals Countdown to Opening Day, presented by Amerant. Cardinals 5, 6, and 10-game ticket packs are on sale now and feature 2020's top games and promotional dates. Choose from the opening day pack, the jersey pack, the bobblehead pack, Friday pack, and more. Ticket packs start at just $54. Get yours at cardinals.com/holiday. All right, we're just kicking off our first edition of the program. Chris Rabe and Mike Claiborne with you in San Diego. Ben Boyd is the executive producer of our program. Mike Anderson back in our network studios. And also a big thanks to Ann Carroll from the Cardinals Radio Network. Let's take a break, come back, and Mike Shannon, the voice of the Cardinals, kicks us off. It's Cardinals Countdown to Opening Day, presented by Amerant from San Diego at Major League Baseball's winter meetings on the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network. Welcome back to San Diego. Cardinals Countdown to Opening Day, presented by Amerant. Chris Rabe and Mike Claiborne with you at the winter meetings. Our winter meetings coverage is sponsored by Goodwill. Donate a car for 4 free field box tickets, Klibbs.
We say hello to the voice of the Cardinals, Mike Shannon. Mike, how are you, sir?
Well, I'm doing fine. Hunting season's in full swing, and, of course, that occupies me pretty well at the moment. And, you know, I'm an outdoorsman, plain and simple, and I enjoy being out. And the worse the weather, the better the hunting. Everybody says, oh, it's going to be terrible tomorrow. It's going to be windy and cold and snowing and this and everything. And all the outdoors were going, all right. And everybody else is going, oh, that's terrible.
Hey, let's talk about a couple of things. First of all, Ted Simmons going in the Hall of Fame. And he touched on the fact that his speech here in San Diego about because of you getting sick that particular year, he got a chance to get called up and the rest is history. It's amazing how this game works where people have take advantage of an opportunity, an unfortunate opportunity for you, but one for Ted that he parlayed into a great Hall of Fame career.
There's no doubt about it, and everybody's so happy because he waited so long for it, okay? And, you know, when you look at his statistics, they're phenomenal, okay? And, you know, he got a big boost from Johnny Bench because, you know, if you put his figures against Johnny Bench's figures, they're pretty darn good. And when Bench came out and said he's definitely a Hall of Famer, I mean, that really ran his stock up, I believe anyway, because most people look at Johnny Bench as the bell ringer when it comes to catching, and plain and simple.
Every year you're going to see a guy make a lot of money, and this year it's Gerrit Cole in Strasburg, and I think everybody accepts that as part of the game. But, Mike, you look around and the activity that we're seeing as far as trades and other free agent signings, I think for people who haven't been paying attention to the game might want to start paying attention to it because we're going to have some teams that feel like they can win, and I think that's great for the game.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about it. I mean, look at the Cardinals. I credit the manager for getting him into the World Series. I really do. I mean, getting in to into the playoffs and going to – you know, they just came up short against the team that was hot and on a roll. There's no doubt about it. That Washington National team is phenomenal. But when you look at what's going to happen at spring training, Mike, you've got both those teams were in the World Series. They're in the same complex down in in Jupiter. I mean, that's phenomenal when you think about it. And it might be the first time that that's ever happened. And the Cardinals were in the playoffs. So there's three teams within 10 miles that train in Florida it's phenomenal that you have three of those teams that were in 15 miles of each other in spring training that were in the playoffs and in the World Series.
The voice of the Cardinals, Mike Shannon, with us on Cardinals Countdown to Opening Day. Mike, we heard from Mike Schilt yesterday. He met with the media. He'll be with us tonight. He's the National League Manager of the Year. How impressed have you been with the way Schilt and his staff have turned things around and turning weaknesses into strengths? Defense, base running really have gotten back to Cardinal baseball, and they have cleaned up in so many areas, haven't they?
There's no doubt about that, Chris. When I look at the, you know, I'd go in and talk to the manager and I'd say, you know, you're better, but the bottom line, it hasn't shown on the bottom line. But he stuck with it. His coaching staff stuck with it. And lo and behold, they got to the playoffs. And anytime you get to the playoffs, you're dangerous. And I think it was proved out this year with the Washington Nationals. They got hot at the right time, and they went on, and they did something nobody thought they could do. They beat the Astros in the World Series, and they just kept on going, plain and simple. But you get to Mike, I'd go down and I'd talk to Mike. I'd say, your base running is better. I said, your defense is better. All these things are better, but it hasn't shown on the bottom line yet. And he stuck with it. His coaching staff stuck with it. The front office stuck with it. And lo and behold, they got very, very close to going to the World Series again.
How important is attention to detail, Mike? Because fans can see the numbers and see how much better they got defensively, but you see it every day. Attention to detail, is that the biggest thing to turn a club around defensively, for instance?
Well, there's no doubt about that particular point, Chris. But what I look at is what a lot of people don't anymore, and that's the composition of the ball club. I think that's why the spring training is so important. You go down there and you don't know exactly what's going to happen. But, you know, who makes the team and who does this and who does that and so forth and so on. But I think the personality of a baseball team is formed in spring training. And you can call it detail or you can call it whatever you wish. But it's proven out last year with the Cardinals. And I think they're going to come into spring training and they're not going to have to do that. You know, they're going to understand what Mike wants and how he plays the game and so forth. And I think spring training is going to really be fun this year. Once again, it's the same old, same old. You're going to have to look at the pitching. Who's going to be the five starters? Who's going to be the closer? Who's going to be this? Who's going to be that? Because and everything else is just about set. You know, you got one outfielder is going to play it, and one infield. Who's going to play this and this? But the first baseman really solidified the defense, I thought, last year. And it just took time for it all to fall in place. And I think the reason that they stuck with it and they paid to the, as you say, the little things they paid attention to, and that's because of their manager, the manager of the year, Mike Schilt, plain and simple.
You know, you mentioned spring training, and you and I talk about this all the time, about how we look forward to it and the little games, the little competition and the training and how guys prepare for the season. And you touched on it before, man. It all starts in spring training. You cannot come out of spring training not being ready to play, because it'll show up quickly that you're not ready, and the losses will start to mount up.
But we've seen that with guys who have skipped it the last couple of years, free agents.
And you know what, Mike and Chris, I think one of the things on why we see more free agents being signed by teams, I think they realize that experiment of waiting guys out and making them wait and they show up late or they show up not sure didn't produce the results that they thought it would. A lot of guys are creatures of habit, and they like to get there early and they like to get into a training regimen, and they weren't being able to do that.
I think the good thing about the upcoming season, that 2020, is the fact that all of that is behind them now. They worked all that out last year, the owners, mm-hmm. the players, so forth and so on. And that's why I think teams are going to be better this year. They're going to be better prepared this year. And they're going to be pluses, just like the plus with our manager and his style. Okay, it's going to start right out of spring training. We're so far ahead now than we were last year. I mean, it's 100% in front as far as I'm concerned, because they've worked out a lot of those problems already. And I think the world of baseball has worked out a lot of those problems. Now, if you want to talk to different people, they'll say that this is not, you know, when you, there are some very, very surprising statistics that have come out of the way the game is played today. One of them is the fact that there are more strikeouts than base hits. Now, that is a worrisome statistics, okay? And we have the statistics in this game now, more and more than we've ever had before. But you have to have that guy on the field, like the Cardinal manager has, Mike Schilt, where that gut feeling, you call it whatever you want, old school, this or that, man. But momentum is a big thing, and I think that it played out this year when you see what happened in the World Series and you see what happened in the playoffs with the Washington Nationals. They were on a roll, and they rolled right on through the World Series and became champions.
The voice of the Cardinals, Mike Shannon. It's always great to kick off our season of Cardinals Countdown to Opening Day with you, and we'll see you very, very soon, Mike. Happy hunting, and happy holidays, and we'll talk to you real soon. Thanks so much for the time.
Well, thank you, Chris and Mike. It's always been a pleasure, and I'm more excited about going to spring training this year than I have been, and I think I say that every year, but it's really going to be fun this season.
It sure will.
Yeah, happy holidays to you guys and to all our fans. You have to think about the fans, the Cardinal fans. They are just phenomenal year in and year out. They support this team so well.
Well, we talked with Mike about Ted Simmons, and when we come back, we'll visit with the Hall of Famer. Ted Simmons joins us next on this first edition of Cardinals Countdown to Opening Day, presented by Ameren from San Diego and Major League Baseball's winter meetings on the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network. Welcome back to Cardinals Countdown to Opening Day, presented by Ameren, Chris Raby, and Mike Claiborne with you at the winter meetings in San Diego. And a highlight of the week was getting the news Sunday night. Ted Simmons is headed to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. The longtime Cardinal joins us now on the Cardinals Radio Network. Ted, congratulations. What have the last couple of days been like for you, for your family, and your friends?
It's been like the fastest roller coaster I've been on in my life, going at, you know, supersonic speed. And so much goes through your mind and your head. It's really hard to slow everything down. I mean, it's going fast, and it's going furious, but it is a blast.
Hey, Ted, when you got the call and it finally set in, did you have a chance to think about some of the people who helped you get to where you're at now, being a Hall of Famer?
Of course. That's really, you know, it takes you right back to your childhood. You first think of people that you played Little League for or against. Neighborhood kids, house you grew up in. It goes right to the very origins of everything. And all the people and the faces and the places start clicking like flashbulbs right in front of your face. And it doesn't stop. And it hasn't stopped yet. And I hope it doesn't stop for a while, because it's been wonderful to reflect on all the people who have influenced me over my lifetime as a person, as a human being, as an athlete, as a Major League Baseball player. All these people are just marching right in front of me. And it's happening right now. I'm talking to you. And it hasn't stopped yet. And I don't want it to stop.
Ted, has the impact of this happening now changed because of what you just alluded to and all of the people that have continued to be a part of your journey over the years after you fell off the ballot, maybe disappointment to then, you know, working in baseball, getting back in front of the Veterans Committee, coming so close a couple of years ago when we were in Orlando, and now getting the call now?
Well, all I can do is view it as it exists. And my journey has been from here, and it's lasted this long. And it's not a question of it being long or short or medium. It's the culmination of a lifetime that has brought me to this place. And as I look back on it, I wouldn't change one thing about it. And I have to admit, when you sit in that, you know, that place three or four times in your life, and you're waiting for one phone call to come, and it doesn't happen, it's extremely disappointing. It's excruciating in that last hour while you're waiting. It's tough. But, I mean, that goes back to what they always say about, you know, the Hall of Fame. It's a tough place to get in, and it should be. And it wasn't easy for me. But looking back, disappointment, yeah, time or two when it didn't happen. And I hope that it did. But it finally has. And I wouldn't change one ounce of this. As I say, the journey is mine. And it consisted of the last however many years. And I wouldn't trade one ounce of it. I wouldn't give one ounce of it away. I'd keep it all. And that's how I view it.
we're visiting with the Hall of Famer, Ted Simmons. And interestingly enough, you go in with Marvin Miller, and you touched on the impact that Marvin had on you and the fact that you guys had the one thing in common, being chain smokers. But the fact is, which was a riot to hear.
A couple of other things, but.
Yeah, that's true, but that's the one that kind of stood out. For you, it was one of those situations where you were a young, brash guy that was breaking into baseball, and to have a chance to meet a person at an early stage of your life and the impact he had on your career, even at that stage, where, as you mentioned, how much money you made that first year where you could go buy a car, and then you think about what he's meant to the game to where we're at today, that's also quite an honor to be part of an induction crew that involves both you and Marvin Miller.
I can't begin to tell you what Marvin has meant to me. Every Major League Baseball player that exists today and goes back to when Marvin first came to the Players Association owes him a great debt. My first contract was for $7,500. Marvin was responsible in 6 weeks when they negotiated an increase from $7,500 on the minimum salary to $10,000. And the following spring training, they raised it to $14,000. And I turned to my wife and said, we can go buy a car. And that's what it was like. But you could buy a car for $800, brand new.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, for $14,000, you could buy a house. But no one could see this far out, not even Marvin, but no greater visionary on the planet and no more committed and more compassionate man on earth. I owe everything that's happened good to me in my lifetime, which encompasses a whole lot, I owe in one form or another directly to him.
Ted Simmons is with us. Ted, we're on the Cardinals, the radio network, and obviously seeing you around the ballpark in St. Louis is fantastic. Well, what have Cardinal fans meant to you and your family, the organization and its fans, not just as a player, but in baseball and now your family and, seeing fans out and about in and around St. Louis?
Well, what St. Louis means to me is that a long time ago became my permanent home. Came here from Detroit, Michigan. By the time I was 20, 21 years old, my wife and I started staying here in the winter and had kids. We went to John Burroughs Community School, ended up going off to college, and we stayed. The great thing about St. Louis is that it's central. And no matter where you have to go, and particularly if you stay in Major League Baseball, like I have, anywhere you go is halfway. You don't have 6 and 7 hour flights from Boston to San Diego or Seattle to Miami. You're halfway anywhere, and it's doable. And it's a nice little community with people who are pretty basic and not real big on putting on airs. And Mary and I settled in here pretty easily and pretty quickly. And like I say, we raised our family here, and we just stayed.
Ted, I'm wondering, too, just what you think of the ball club headed into this year. And, watch plenty of baseball at Busch Stadium. What do you make of the Cardinals getting back to the postseason last year and the upcoming season for Mike Shilton Company?
Well, they have a nice club. There's no getting around it. Now, they've got really, really, really nice young pitching. I mean, guys every team would like to have. I mean, you can name them off one after another. The young kid that came up to play center field, and then third base, and then second base. I mean, this kid's a player, and he came out of nowhere.
The Hall of Famer is with us on the Cardinals Radio Network. Yeah, it's amazing to see, just thinking about, how young you were when you came up to the big leagues. You said yesterday it was baptism by fire. You had to learn a lot of lessons after having incredible success at every level, and that's something that teams like the Cardinals have been able to do and do with some success, especially in recent years. But that doesn't mean that, there aren't tough times and there aren't struggles when these guys come up, no matter how good the team around them is, right?
That's true. The thing that helped settle me with Torrey, Gibson, Carlton, Brock, McCarver, Shannon, when you're around people like that, they show you the way, and their expectations are very high. And when you come up young, like I did, first time 20 years old, I mean, their expectations are high. And people would say, what was the biggest adjustment you had to make? I said, playing against men. Because, I mean, I was 19, 20 years old. And, when you get in a clubhouse with seasoned veteran players who are stars, you come up to speed, fast or you crumble. And, you know, I knew one thing. I could hit, and the rest of it would come
that,
later
that'll
on.
That'll keep you around.
So you got guys like Carpenter, you got Yachty here. They show the way to any young kid that comes. And that's why the young ones come quickly. They see what's expected and how to act and how to be a major leaguer.
That's a great point you make. And I've heard Mike Shannon tell the same story when he broke in, 10 years before you, and the mm-hmm. veterans took care of him and showed him how to be a pro. And that seems like that's been a great Cardinal tradition. And I think when you win a little bit, you understand what it's like for you to be there to make sure somebody else has the opportunity to grow and play, because they obviously know you wouldn't be here if you couldn't play, and you're going to be able to help them win, and that's what we're all here for.
Yeah, well, you can go in any season of Major League Baseball, and you can look at 4 or 5 teams in spring training and at the end of the year and be fairly accurate on who those 4 or 5 teams are going to be. And the reason I mention that is because when you're trying to win everything, be the best of those 4 or 5 clubs that the expectations are all very high on, it's more than just being talented players. It's a lot more than that. And expectations, I mentioned a moment ago, are very, very high on teams like that. And it's serious business here. And when you have leaders who show the way to the young ones who are, frankly, scared to death, just trying to stay alive, even no matter how talented they are. When they're young, they're insecure, and they have fear. And when you're around people who know it's more than just being the best player on the field or players on the field, it's something more than that. Because the 4 or 5 teams, any one of them can win. And every time I've been on a team that was good and competed well, those teams all had big demands, high expectations, and no foolishness. This was always serious business.
I know everyone is just overjoyed, and I think everyone agrees, long overdue, that you'll be enshrined into the National Baseball Hall of Fame this July. We always appreciate you taking time to visit with us. It'll be great to see you in St. Louis, not only donning that red jacket, but also as a National Baseball Hall of Famer. And we'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much for the time this evening.
I sure appreciate it. Thank you both, Chris.
Take care.
Mike, appreciate it a lot.
Cardinals ticket packs are on sale now, including the bobblehead pack. This pack features 5 great weekend games, including popular bobblehead giveaway dates like the Colton Wong Gold Glove, Yadier Molina, and more. Let's give a bobblehead pack away right now. Tickets to 5 games to 1 lucky winner will take caller 5 at 314-531-1120. When we come back, we'll visit with Joe Torre. That's next on Cardinals Countdown to Opening Day, presented by Ameren from San Diego. Alongside Mike Claiborne, I'm Chris Raby. We're back after this on the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network. Wrapping up the first hour from San Diego at Major League Baseball's winter meetings, Chris Raby and Mike Claiborne with you. Ben Boyd, our executive producer. We thank Mike Shannon, Ted Simmons, and Joe Torre for joining us in our first hour. We're going to visit with Mike Schilt, Cardinals manager, coming up. Also, John Mozeliak and Mike Gersh of the Cardinals front office, Derek Gould, and we'll talk some tickets with Joe Strome. That all comes your way in the second hour of the program. A big thanks to Goodwill for sponsoring our winter meetings coverage out here in Southern California. Hey, I want to tell you about the Cardinals calendar. What a great holiday gift. Since the holidays are here, it's time to pick up the hottest gift in Redbird Nation, the official 2020 Cardinals calendar, featuring the signature artwork of team photographers, the club's spring training and regular season schedules, and 4 pages of money-saving coupons. Pick up your copy at St. Louis area retailers or call 314-345-9000. We'll give the calendar away right now to caller number 5 at 314-531-1120. Hour 2 coming up next from San Diego. It's Cardinals Countdown to Opening Day, presented by Ameren on the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network. Welcome back to Cardinals Countdown to Opening Day, presented by Ameren on the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network. Chris Raby and Mike Claiborne in San Diego at Major League Baseball's winter meetings. And it's great to have Cardinals manager and National League Manager of the Year, Mike Schilt, with us on the program. Mike, what's going on?
Hey, Chris. Claves, how we doing, guys?
Good to see you, and this is our first time seeing you since the award went down, and congratulations on that. And I bet you've been a busy man. this offseason?
Yeah, I have. You know, thank you for that. Obviously a team award and really, you know, happy for the group. But, yeah, I've been busy, Claves. You know, we take a little bit of downtime, reconnect with the outer world, so to speak, and some of the
return a few phone calls,
return a few
all that
phone
stuff.
Calls, and you know, make sure you're paying your the bills that you kind of forget to sometimes during the season.
I know the feeling,
you know, and just personal stuff. But you know, it's good. We're getting ready. I say getting ready. We've been ready. We're getting, you know, we had a good year. You know, didn't ultimately get to the prize we wanted to, but it's in our rearview mirror. It's time to move forward and look into 2020, and we're being very intentional about what that looks like with our staff and with our players.
What did you come away? There was so much that happened this year. You know, obviously winning new players and having a spring training that you can control. What did you come away with for yourself? Because a lot of things went on for you as a person, as an individual, family-wise. Have you had a chance to step back, take a deep breath, and say, okay, this is what happened. This is what I want to be better at. This is what I want to be better at as a person, not
right.
just as a manager.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I am. And I look to continually evolve to, you know, grow. I think that's a big part of what we do and why we're here and honor our gifts. But, you know, I'm still in the process of figuring out what that looks like. I've gotten to, you know, one of the things that I self-reflect, but, you know, and I never want to lie to myself. I don't think I do. But we all have our blind spots, too. So, you know, we have a really healthy relationship with our players and our staff. And so, you know, as guys get away from it a little bit and think about it and process things, you know, one of the things we're going through is just that that feedback loop with the staff and now some of the players to say, hey, what do you need more from me? What do you need less from me? Whether that be individually, collectively, or just, you know, like you say, hey, I just think you could be a better version of this and see what that looks like. So, yeah, taking that inventory and, you know, it's you got to keep looking in that mirror and figuring out a way to be a better version.
Mike Schilt is with us on Cardinals Countdown to Opening Day presented by Ameren. Can that self-reflection be harder after tremendous success versus disappointment?
I think the disappointment sometimes it could be both, right, Chris? You know, both can crystallize what that looks like. You know, disappointment, you don't want to get to the disappointment, so you want to continue to reflect on what it looks like. I mean, the game.
But also don't want to pat yourself on the back.
No. And honestly, I don't know if we do that enough, you know, in our game. I've talked to that about what that looks like and that balancing act of because we all know you guys live it with us, and so do our fans. Everybody lives it with us, which is a great journey in soap opera every day. For you know, starting in spring training, really, it never stops. As we're doing it now in the winter meetings, but you know, just looking and understanding that, you know what, we want to be able to enjoy and celebrate as we go and appreciate what we do, and not just feel like there's 1, 2, 3, 5 moments when you clinch a division. When you win a round of a playoff, the second round of the playoffs, win the World Series, you know, obviously those are huge celebrations that, you know, that are, you know, you can't really duplicate because they're so.
Unless they're on Instagram.
All right then.
Sorry.
No worries, Chris. Yeah.
Long season.
Yeah.
Paybacks.
Okay.
Paybacks coming. Don't
yeah,
worry
that's
about
okay,
it.
Buddy. You know, look, I own that. But no, you know, I mean, you look up and we still want to be able to enjoy and celebrate, you know, April, May, June, good stretches. But not to the other side of it to where we think, oh, yeah, we got this thing figured out and, mm-hmm. you know, we're escaping from it. So I don't want us to forget to enjoy and appreciate because this is, you know, it's a long, you know, grind, which we enjoy and love. But to the disappointing part, you grow from things, I think. Generally speaking, people grow from setback or if they're intentional about looking at it and reflecting on it. And, you know, but we're both, really. We want to review what goes well. We do it at the end of every night internally with some of the staff. We do it the next day for sure, what we did in our staff meeting, what the guys did, what we did. And we always start from a premise of what we did well, and then we go what we could have done different or better, and then we just continue to move forward to correct it. That way we don't feel like we have a large disappointments. We grow from the miniature ones.
Mike Schilt is our guest here, and talking to you and every day and having some good laughs along mm-hmm. the way. What was one of the more fun things, and maybe wouldn't be on the major board, that you came away with that you had a good chuckle or something that made you feel good about the decision you've made to dedicate yourself to this game of baseball?
Well, first of all, Clay, I'll say this. You know, you've been a good support system for me and us and the belief. And, you know, and I didn't feel like we were struggling, but, you know, relative to the expectations, you know. And so I appreciated you being just a support system for me.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Yeah, no, it's really.
Hey, you're much more fun to talk to when we're having fun. But that's with anybody.
Yeah,
but
we all.
But yeah. when you're around people, and I watch you and your staff, and I've told you on countless occasions I appreciate how hard they work.
Mm-hmm.
So when you guys bleed a little bit, we all do.
Yep.
And nobody wants to see that. So I figured let's show up and have a good time every day. We'll find something good out of it, and then maybe that'll grow into something else.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that very much. But the original question is, was there a moment? Really, I can't capture a moment, but I can tell you that the moments that mean the most to me are seeing our guys take that next step.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, and I felt like a lot of guys took it. And, you know, when you're putting a lot of effort into it, and I say – we're doing our job. We're investing in our players. We're very sincere about what it is they need to work on. We're in communication with them. But ultimately, it's the players' talent, time, energy, effort, desire, and they deserve this. But to see them and knowing at the highest level with the microscope that these guys are under,
mm-hmm.
and you see them take that next step, you see them become a little more self-aware, you see them – work on a play that they've been working on, or a certain approach offensively, or a certain pitch, or ability to stay in the moment a little bit more, and they take the next step, and you just see them just grow in front of you. That's really the moments that I got into coaching for.
And the look on their face when they've achieved that moment that they've been working at.
That's right. You know, and to know that they've cemented themselves a little bit more as a major league player in a highly competitive environment, and they got a reward for their effort. And, it's a very gratifying to see and be a part of that.
With that being said, so how rewarding was it specifically to see Jack take the steps that he took, to see Jack and the team, you guys collectively have the success,
mm-hmm.
but then also for Jack to be recognized with Cy Young votes, MVP votes? People were paying attention. I know we can be in a bubble sometimes,
mm-hmm.
and we're around you guys every day, but – you know, it's proof in the pudding that he got a lot of votes. People saw what he did, what you guys did down the stretch when the games mattered the most.
Yeah, Jack's a great example of what we're just talking about, you know, sitting back and seeing in a very, very impressive fashion, in a quick fashion. That's why I don't try to put age on a guy, but it's still impressive. The guy's 23 in his second full season in the league. Continue to take those steps forward and hone his craft. And, you know, we've talked about rightfully so, all of Jack's many unbelievable positive qualities. He's got the total package, but, you know, putting that together and knowing what that looks like in real time and competition and see him do that and then maintain it. And that's it. That's the thing that was most impressive is, you know, he had the game in San Francisco for the All-Star break, the one hitter.
Oh, yeah.
Longoria got him. We lose 1-0. And you go, man, you know, that was it, Jack. That was it. You know, and you go to the All-Star break and he just kept moving it forward. And, you know, when guys hold on to that and they own it, and that's the thing that we want for our guys, because when they own it, that's when they make their own adjustment. They see things quicker, and they have that sustained success. And, you know, to your point, Jack was the best pitcher in the game the second half, and I don't even know if anybody would want to debate it. I'm clearly biased, but, you know, a very special second half for Jack, and good for him to be able to move it forward and continue to move forward.
Before we get out of here, we got college football just around the corner. The playoffs are underway, and every time I see our old buddy Dabo, man, he understands how this thing works.
Yes,
and to
he
hear
does.
His comments, man, nobody wants to play them right now. I mean,
no.
Because he's got them clicking on all eight cylinders, and they're going to be fun to watch down the stretch. How much have you had a chance to talk to him?
Fair amount. You know, we have more texts, go back and forth. I mean, the thing that I love about our relationship of many is, it's based on our faith, but it's also commonalities of how we approach things. But the time we have is we really don't overlap with much free time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he's respectful of us being in the grind. I'm respectful. Like the other day, they took care of Virginia ACC championship, and I texted him He texts me right back, you know, the next morning. But I know, like, look, that's it. He knows I'm with him.
Right.
You know, that's kind of thing. But he's a special dude, man. That's a bad dude.
He's one of my fun people, man. I knew him when he was playing for Coach Stallings. And we start telling Gene Stallings stories. And just he does the impersonation better than anybody because he's already got that Alabama draw, even though Gene's from Texas. But what a delight he was to have in your circle. And I know the players appreciate it. And now they see him winning, which even leads more credence to what impact he has when he does talk, because as you mentioned in spring training, this guy came in with a game plan on what to say and how to say it.
Yeah, it was the most. It was impressive, and a lot of guys echoed it. It was impressive not only in content, but it was impressive in he knew how much time he was allotted, and he didn't whip out this canned, this is my talk to a team, you know, my talk to a group kind of thing, which people usually have in the Rolodex, which is fine. That'd been plenty good enough. He tailored it to us. And he did his homework, and it resonated, and he took that next step. There's no coincidence why he's an elite, you know, running the best program in college football.
And he knows a guy who's running a pretty good baseball program as well, in Mike Schilt.
Well, you know.
And I'll
say it for you. Yeah, no, I'll say it. Hey, I got you on this. Don't worry about it.
No, I appreciate that.
You.
I know, Clay.
And I'll leave it at this, Mike, because so many people in this building these couple of days talking about relationships, whether it's people looking for jobs or broadcasters. How have relationships impacted you as a manager, as a person, and even if all of us can't dial up Dabo Swinney, as you've continued your journey professionally, how have you seen those relationships impact you, your team, and what you're trying to accomplish?
I was recently at Tony La Russa's event in Las Vegas, Leaders in Legend for his ARF Foundation, Animal Rescue Foundation, and he had General McChrystal speak to the group, and he said and it was one of the first things he said. He says, you know, the wars change and how we fight the wars change. But the recruits and the 18 to 20 to 23-year-olds that come in that are doing the work, that are coming through the system, effectively don't change a lot. And it really resonated with me because it is about relationships. You know, the game has changed in baseball. You know, much more technology. I was sitting there at the replay meetings just a minute ago with Chad Blair, our video analyst, and he said, man, I'm in more of a seminar as far as the technology of what's going on, and like, are we still playing baseball? You know, that's part of our game now. And a point I'm getting at is we look about the game, and rightfully so, mostly, you know, it can't all be the answer, but you have all these different things, technologies, measurables, and you have the different ways we train our guys and performance and all the different things and the mental skills coaches that are healthy for the guys. But ultimately it comes down to relationships and playing the game and being able to get all that information to a human. And that really will always be about relationships and understanding and meeting the player where they are and that being a two-way open dialogue. Because we're at a level now where players can self-actualize. They got to a big league for a reason. They played. They know what they're doing. They know how they're doing it for the most part. And really, we're important. It's important to us that we're working with our guys and ultimately allowing them to steer the ship, so to speak.
I got one quick question. Baseball winter meetings are not just designed for managers to do the media tour. You are in meetings. What are you hearing from your other manager colleagues who are involved in the game? You just talked about the replay situation. Mm-hmm. What are some of the sentiment you're hearing from other managers?
Well, you know, I've been able to catch up with some of the guys now. You talk about relationships. You know, our manager's meeting will be tomorrow morning, so we'll go over more formally some of the new things that are coming down, the three-batter minimum for pitchers. Looks like we're going to have the 26-man on the roster, you know, what that looks like. You know, but I've been able to catch up with, like last night had some drinks with Tony and Jimmy Leland and talked to them about where the game is, where they think it's going. You know, I've been able to talk to Joe a little bit more, Madden, now that he's not over in Chicago, and you know, connecting with him a little bit about just some things philosophically and where he thinks it's going. And, you know, congratulate Dave Martinez, you know, for their success and talk to him a little bit. And so, you know, the thing I can tell you about is there are a lot of guys in this game that are really intentional about the game continue to move forward and be in a good place and trying to be good curators of the game and balancing out some of the things that make the game warm, that people can embrace and still, you know, welcome and open to all the technology and all the different things that are out there that are in the game as well.
Mike, we appreciate it. Thanks so much for the time. Always a pleasure, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, Chris. Clay, appreciate you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, my privilege.
Cardinals 5, 6, and 10-game ticket packs on sale now and feature 2020's top games and promotional dates. Choose from the opening day pack, the jersey pack, the bobblehead pack, Friday pack, and more. Ticket packs start at just $54. Get yours at cardinals.com/holiday. When we continue from Major League Baseball's winter meetings, we'll visit with Derek Gould of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. A big thanks to Goodwill for sponsoring our winter meetings coverage in San Diego. Donate a car for 4 free field box tickets. We're back with more on Cardinals Countdown to Opening Day, presented by Ameren on the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network.
Your energy needs are changing. That's why Ameren Missouri isn't waiting on the future. We're building it with a smart energy plan, advancing thousands of projects across the state. Here in St. Louis, we're adding new clean energy sources and installing new composite poles to better withstand storms. Moving Missouri closer to a future of energy centered around you. That's energy at work. Learn more at amerenmissouri.com/plan.
This season, taking a Cardinals game like a VIP. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game with lots of great areas to choose from, like the newly renovated Legends Club, the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, and more. There's something for every budget. 2020 all-inclusive tickets start at just $54 and are on sale now at cardinals.com/all-inclusive. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
This is John Rooney for Eyewarehouse, home of the most unique eyewear in the world. They don't have a bar or multiple locations or crabby people. They just have the greatest eyewear and professionals around. Eyewarehouse, they have great coffee to match their great eyewear.
Hi, this is Tom Ackerman. Do you have an old car taking up room in your driveway? Why spend money on repairs when you can donate it to Goodwill? Donating is easy, it's tax deductible, and towing is free. Plus, you can feel good about donating to Goodwill because you'll be helping people right here in St. Louis get jobs. You'll also get 4 field box tickets to a Cardinals game next year. While supplies last, must mention tickets. For more information or to donate online, visit MERSGoodwill.org. That's MERSGoodwill.org.
We believe in the perfect game, the hard nine, and hanging banners. Central Bank believes in being the hometown bank of the Cardinals. Welcome to Cardinals Checking, for those who believe. Find out more at cardinalschecking.com.
Restrictions apply. One offer per household while supplies last. Member FDIC.
When you look around, you might feel pride is in short supply these days. But Ford has been around for 115 years, and we know the only constant is change. We still take pride in what we build. We even take pride in taking pride. Because if you don't believe in what you're doing, why do it at all? Build Ford proud.
Hurry in for great deals on the all-new 2019 Ford lineup, including the stylishly redesigned Ford Edge. Only at your quality Ford dealers. Proud sponsor of the St. Louis Cardinals.
It's holiday party season, St. Louis. Are you all set? You've been piling up those Schnucks Rewards points all year. What better time to cash them in? You could have Schnucks pay for a party tray or a sweet dessert from the best bakery in town. Maybe even your entire holiday meal. All because you're a Schnucks Rewards member. Whether you're hosting the whole family or bringing a special dish to a friend's party, make sure you're all set for the holidays. Go to Schnucks and cash in those rewards points.
Once again, the day will come when the 5-gallon buckets of sunflower seeds are hauled from the storage rooms with the telltale bouquet of mathematically cut grass, pine tar, and brand spanking new jerseys will fill the Missouri air. When the dexterous fingers of Dwayne Hilton will dance across the Oregon's ivories once more. It may not feel like it, but rest easy, Cardinals fans. Spring is coming. Phillip 66, live to the full. Proud sponsor of the St. Louis Cardinals.
It begins here with the 30th anniversary of Arch Madness in downtown St. Louis. Watch as 10 Valley teams look to punch their ticket to the big dance. The 2020 State Farm MVC Men's Basketball Championship returns March 5th through 8th at Enterprise Center, presented by Fox Sports Midwest. Visit archmadness.com to reserve your spot in history. Get your seats and get to St. Louis for Arch Madness 30. Since 1907, the Valley runs deep.
Back to the Countdown to Opening Day show with Mike Claiborne and Chris Raby on KMOX.
Welcome back into Cardinals Countdown to Opening Day, presented by Ameren from Major League Baseball's winter meetings in San Diego. Derek Gould is going to join us momentarily. Looking for the perfect gift for the Cardinals fan in your life? Surprise your loved ones with a Cardinals vacation to spring training. Packages available to fit everyone's schedule and budget. Make your reservations at cardinals.com/vacations or call 1-800-892-7687. Let's talk some Cardinals offseason and happenings of the winter meetings with Derek Gould of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Read Derek in the paper and at stltoday.com. Also follow him on Twitter at dgould.
If there's a tree in the backyard and there's a guy, that left-handed bat that you'd like to pluck off,
yeah,
who would it be? Whew.
It's not ideal, but it at least is worthy of conversation. It's Charlie Blackmon, for
Bang.
Goodness
That's
sakes.
Who we talked about him earlier.
Got to talk
well.
About him. I think Mazzaro's interesting, high price, about 790 OPS. So is he a guarantee? Probably not.
You know, but Charlie, in this lineup, would he be a better player?
I think he's 24 years old and has a lot of power.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of power, but has good power. I think there's more there. I think he'd be more. I think he'd be more.
He kind of worked us over that one time he came to St.
Yeah,
Louis.
He did.
Yeah.
The question becomes how –
can he play right field?
Exactly.
How motivated are the Rockies to move payroll? Because they have a new TV deal coming up. They're trying to win. Well, they made the playoffs back-to-back years for the first time in franchise history a couple years ago.
Then they were the most disappointing team in baseball this past year.
Absolutely. But I think sometimes Greinke almost got framed like this last year at the deadline.
Yeah.
The assumption that the Diamondbacks were looking to offload his money.
Right.
Which they wanted really, really good prospects back. What would it cost to get a player like Blackmon, and what's the motivation for Colorado? People are assuming now that maybe Arenado's on the move after his extension last year. It would still, if there's financial motivation there, take a boatload, especially considering what we heard some of the asks were for guys at the deadline last year.
I don't think for Blackmon it would be as cost prohibitive as maybe that implies, to be honest, because
and him and Arenado are apples and oranges, not even same.
Blackman's salary outstrips his production, and that is
will continue to,
and that's the contract they signed him to. And that's the kind of trade that they would have to be beholden to. They could move parts to free spot playing time. I mean, Blackmon's not going to play center field for them anymore, right? I mean, his contract says he's a high-producing power center fielder. His contract is somewhat based on being a leadoff hitter. Is he going to be that for them anymore? I mean, you know, you can see how they are paying for past production, and that would lower the cost on the prospects that it would take to get him. I haven't been able to connect those dots. It hasn't happened. I've asked. I think there's a lot of sense it makes for Colorado and the Cardinals to have a conversation, but it would mean taking on money for the Cardinals and a reduction of prospects as a result. You know, whereas everything else that we talk about, I mean, almost every other thing, you like, oh, well, Jock Peterson, like, well, okay, what would Jock Peterson? Well, Jock Peterson would require a haul of control years, because that's what the Dodgers would be giving up.
But I think there would be a number of teams who would be willing to take on Blackmon money if it meant a reduction in prospects.
Absolutely, that's where the
there'd be a lineup. Yeah,
yeah. But the Cardinals are positioned to do that.
Dylan Carlson, I'm sure, comes up a lot. What do you think the balance is in bringing an asset to help the big league club versus and realizing he's one of the most exciting and highest ceiling position prospects you've had in a while versus the consideration that he's had a handful of professional ball games under his belt?
Yeah. Well, talent plays, and I like the direction that baseball has gone where they're not trying to have young players meet a quota. They're just letting the talent take them.
He's even young by young standards, though.
Yeah, so is Soto.
Yeah.
You know, so is Acuña. I mean,
I would love if Dylan Carlson was Soto or Acuña.
Well, he doesn't have to be either of those. Yeah. He can be.
His path could be the same.
He can be a switch hitting Dale Murphy, and that'd be really good.
Would it be great as well?
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Is there precedent from a position standpoint for the Cardinals, though, showing that type of aggressiveness?
I guess I shouldn't say Dale Murphy. Dale Murphy won MVPs. But you know what I mean? Like an upright. I mean, he's
Ted Simmons? Switch hitting 18 year old?
Switch hitting 18 year old. Yeah, there you go. Who plays outfield? Yeah, sure. We'll go that way. Let's pick a Hall of Famer on him.
it's just not – we haven't seen it recently.
Yeah.
From a position player standpoint.
No. I mean, we
and I guess a lot of that is because they haven't had them in the cupboard.
But they just haven't – well, you saw it with Colby Rasmus, right? And Mike would – you know, Mike, remember this, right? Okay, so Colby Rasmus goes to the Texas League, center fielder, gifted fielder, and absolutely thunders his way offensively through that league. A league, mind you, that the Cardinals see as on the doorstep to the majors, right?
We've seen pitchers – yeah, it was further along than – yeah, you're right.
We see the – you know, he was a young guy out of high school, not too far removed from his first time seeing snow. And he just
in
took
long pants.
Yeah, took Texas League by storm. And, you know, Oscar Tavares was a teenager when he did the same thing, you know. And here comes Dylan Carlson, did the same thing. Maybe even a little bit better as a more well-rounded hitter than those two, all right? Colby had so many doubles that you're like, golly, that's going to be a lot of power. That's going to be a lot of power. But what he did was he played defense enough that they're like, we can turn to him.
We can figure this out.
We can give him time like Yachty, right? He plays defense so well, he can figure this out offensively and still contribute. So Dylan Carlson is like the best of all of that right now at this point, is he's young. Plays good defense, so they can be figured out. Oh, it has a great strike zone. So yeah. He's going to and as a switch hitter.
Maybe still growing into his power.
Right. Well, absolutely growing into his power. I mean, again, I don't want to – we can pick a lot of great names and everything like that, but Yelich grew into his power, you know, and they're
– with strike zone recognition.
With great strike zone recognition.
A high walk rate.
Yeah, with a high walk rate, with doubles, with, you know, production in leagues where production isn't guaranteed, you know, or that it's kind of suppressed by pitching. What Dylan Carlson did in Double A, almost as much as what Dylan Carlson did in High A, speaks to a remarkably polished hitter.
Well, the season's sneaking up, and since the holidays are here, it's the perfect time to pick up the hottest gift in Redbird Nation, the official 2020 Cardinals calendar, featuring the signature artwork of team photographers, the club's spring training and regular season schedules, and 4 pages of money-saving coupons. Pick up your copy at St. Louis area retailers or call 314-345-9000. Let's take another break. When we come back, we'll hear from Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, John Mozeliak, and General Manager Mike Gersh. That's next from San Diego at the winter meetings on Cardinals Countdown to Opening Day, presented by Ameren on the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network. Welcome back. It's our first edition of Cardinals Countdown to Opening Day, presented by Ameren, and it's day 3 of Major League Baseball's winter meetings in San Diego. Chris Raby and Mike Claiborne with you. You know, one of the benefits of being out here is getting to pick the brains of the Cardinals front office. And over the last couple of days, every day of these winter meetings, we've gotten to sit down at the end of the day and get the thoughts of Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, John Mozeliak. We wrap up day 3, Mo, and there have been some notable signings the last couple of days. How would you describe the market through your eyes and what you've observed this year compared to the last couple?
Well, I think you'd have to agree with me that the market's been robust. I think if you're one of the beneficiaries of signing one of those contracts, it was impactful. I think like the overarching theme of this, though, is I think it's good for baseball that you're seeing movement. I think the worst thing that could have come out of these meetings would be that no one had signed. There had been no movement in the free agent market. And to see that type of activity, I think, has bode well for the game of baseball.
In terms of your goals, what you set out to accomplish here, how would you describe to fans maybe what you leave here with in terms of information or maybe ideas in terms of the path the rest of the offseason?
Yeah, I think like as we entered these meetings, we really wanted to have an understanding of what we might be able to do. And I do think we're leaving here with a better idea of what that might look like. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean we're going to have something when we get on planes tomorrow, but it certainly means we'll have a better idea of what the next few weeks will look like. And as I've told you guys before, I think that one of the things we have to be is patient. We have to understand that there are still a lot of baseball players available. I think over the last few days, you've seen a lot of the headline names sign, and that's wonderful again. But I think you have to realize there's still opportunities out there. And for us, it's just making sure that we're keeping a pulse of that and being able to engage when we need to. And I can promise you that I'll be around over the holiday week or holiday time in St. Louis, and so certainly be available if need be.
The commissioner indicated a 26th man coming to baseball. You'll be able to carry one on your roster. What can that do for an asset like, for instance, Jose Martinez? We talked about him today. What can that do for your club and for Mike Schilt?
Well, I think for us, it gives you a little bit more flexibility because as we've talked about how you think about roster building or building your bench, a lot of times you want people that have a lot more flexibility on being able to play multiple positions. And I think in Jose's case, you can really rely on him being an offensive player off the bench. And, you know, for years, we've always tried to find someone who could be that bat. And, you know, it's been very inconsistent as far as coming up with someone on that level. And so I think for Jose, it gives us a reason where we have a lot more opportunity to retain him and use him in a way that makes a lot more sense for us moving forward.
And finally, speaking of your manager, he went through the ringer with the media yesterday, got some nice recognition last night with your group for being the National League Manager of the Year in a year that was filled with awards for your affiliates. What excites you about Mike, his staff, and you and your staff being in control of the blueprints of another offseason?
Well, we like our club. I mean, we've been saying that since we got out here and back in the general manager meetings and end of the year meetings we had with the media. But I think, you know, when you think about having Mike Schilt, he's in a different spot than he was a year ago. He has a lot more confidence in what he's doing. I think, you know, what he's doing with our off-season program as far as with our players, what that curriculum looks like, I think he's been very helpful. And I think he just understands what the year is going to look like. So I think from that perspective, we have a lot more confidence going into 2020. And, you know, certainly for all of us that got to experience that dinner last night or that cocktail hour, it was just nice to spend time with people that really are critical to the success of the organization. And I think what Gary LaRock said and what those people that were in attendance mean to us, they're very important. And so I thought last night was fun. It was nice to see everybody. But unfortunately, had to skip out and get back to work.
And we appreciate your time and your hospitality over the last couple of days, and we'll see you back in St. Louis.
Thank you.
The Cardinals Care Winter Warm-Up, Saturday, January 18th through Monday, January 20th. Give the gift of Cardinals baseball this holiday season with winter warm-up admission tickets and autograph tickets available at cardinals.com/WWU. We'll talk some tickets next on Cardinals Countdown to Opening Day, presented by Ameren, the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network. Welcome back to Cardinals Countdown to Opening Day, presented by Ameren, Chris Raby, and Mike Claiborne at Major League Baseball's winter meetings. And it's a pleasure to say hello to the Vice President of Ticket Sales for the Cardinals, Joe Strome. Joe, happy holidays. Happy almost winter warm-up. Getting closer and closer to baseball. What's going on?
Well, Merry Christmas to you as well, and it's great to be talking tickets and baseball once again.
It's almost here, Joe, and with each offseason, the Cardinals find a way to make their product better. Certainly when you show up to the ballpark with the party rooms and the suites and things of that nature. So what's new for 2020?
I think if you want to look at what we're doing to the ballpark, one of the major things going on at the ballpark this year is a multi-million-dollar renovation to our party suites. Ballpark's starting to show a little age in certain areas, and we are completely renovating the party suites this year, putting a modern decor in there and putting a bar inside each suite so that you'll have your own bartender that will serve cocktails, beer, and wine right inside your suite. If people have experienced party suites in the past, the experience is going to go up a level this year with our renovated party suites, and those are on sale right now at cardinals.com.
The party suites include now a full-service bar inside each suite, a great new look. You guys have been kind of rolling this out over the last couple of years. Joe, what's the feedback been, and what's it been like for you guys to renovate some of these suites and offer all sorts of different customers and Cardinals fans the opportunity to enjoy them?
You're exactly right. We took a small portion of our suites last year, six party suites, and created a new concept called a premium party suites, which was a new level of party suites, and the feedback was overwhelming. The people that enjoyed those suites. So this year we're going to the next level on renovating the remaining party suites because the feedback was so positive and people enjoyed the experience. So again, I would encourage people to make plans right now to come out next year. It's a wonderful schedule that we have with many great teams, Yankees, Cubs, of course, coming in for two weekends as well. It's a really desirable schedule next year, so make your plans now.
Yeah, let's talk about the schedule for a minute, Joe, because it is an attractive one, especially with the American League East being involved. And really, when you look at right after the All-Star break, man, it's going to be a lot of fun at the ballpark.
Well, when you look at the weekends in the summer months, I mean, we have the Reds in town in June, and actually that's our only weekend in the month of June where we are in town. But you look at July, we have the Brewers in town over 4th of July weekend, and then we have probably the greatest back-to-back weekends we've ever had in Cardinal history when you have the Yankees coming in the weekend after the All-Star break. We follow that up with the following weekend with the Cubs in town. So the summer schedule doesn't get much better than what we have this year with the weekends.
And speaking of that, ticket packs are on sale. They start at only $54, $8 per ticket. That includes all top promotions, all games against the Yankees and Cubs. You can get in those packs. And I know some of the really, really popular promotions, Joe, and as you mentioned, the games, Yankees, Cubs, that's a great way for fans to make sure they're securing their tickets to those top dates, isn't it?
They're securing tickets to the top dates, but they're also saving money when they buy them as packs too. So that's the reason we offer the pack. It's a great holiday gift and very affordable. As you said, they start at $54, and all the packs include our great promotions throughout the year. Again, this year we're going to have 40 to 50 gate giveaways and really some outstanding giveaways led by the bobbleheads that we're having at the ballpark this year. So all those are included in the packs, and I would encourage people to go to cardinals.com right now and purchase those for the holidays.
Hey, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about the all-inclusive packages. I think we see a lot more people trending in that direction, especially on the group side, where you get a lot of bang for your buck, not to mention a good baseball game most nights.
You really do. I mean, the experience where your food, beverage is included in the price of the ticket, and it's not just ballpark fare that's in the all-inclusive areas. It's upscale food, great experience. Most of the areas include a climate-controlled area, so you early in the season might be able to get out of the cool weather, but during the summer when it's really hot, a nice way to cool off and go out and enjoy the rest of the game. But if you haven't experienced an all-inclusive area, this is the year to do it. Tickets start as low as $54. Think about that. $54 includes your tickets and your food and beverage coming to the game. You can't beat that. And so this would be the year I would try it. Or, again, it's a great holiday gift, and those can be purchased at cardinals.com.
Head to cardinals.com. The ticket packs, party suites, all-inclusive tickets are on sale right now. Get the best deals for the best games, the best tickets at cardinals.com. Joe Strom, the Vice President of Ticket Sales, we appreciate it. Thanks for jumping on with us on the first edition of Cardinals Countdown to Opening Day, and we'll see you at the ballpark. We'll talk soon.
Well, thanks for your time.
Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back with more. It's Cardinals Countdown to Opening Day, presented by Ameren from San Diego. Chris Raby and Mike Claiborne with you on the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network. From San Diego, California, at Major League Baseball's winter meetings, welcome back into the first edition of Cardinals Countdown to Opening Day, presented by Ameren, Chris Raby, and Mike Claiborne with you. We've had a lot of fun bringing you the first show of the offseason and can't wait to keep things moving next week. Hey, before we get out of here, do want to tell you again about the Bobblehead Pack. Ticket packs on sale, and the Bobblehead Pack features five great weekend games, including popular bobblehead giveaway dates, the Colton Wong Gold Glove, Yachty, and more. We'll give a Bobblehead Pack, five-game pack, away right now to caller 5 at 314-531-1120. A big thanks to all of our guests this evening. Thanks to Mike Shannon, Ted Simmons, and Joe Torre. Thank you as well to Mike Schilt, Derek Gould, John Mozeliak, Mike Gersh, and Joe Strom. A big thanks to our executive producer, Ben Boyd, Mike Anderson back in our network studios, and Ann Carroll from the Cardinals Radio Network. Thanks also to Goodwill, who helped make our winter meetings coverage possible. Donate a car for four free field box tickets. For all of the above, I'm Chris Raby. This has been the first edition of Cardinals Countdown to Opening Day, presented by Ameren from San Diego at Major League Baseball's winter meetings on the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network.